Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's get started. We have long daffin, so we'll begin. We are on Chav Vav Omid Beis. We're halfway down. We had begun discussing yesterday a discussion as to who and why we have the davenings that we do. Who were against Shachris Mincha Maariv? Who were they set up against? So we brought down two opinions yesterday. Again, I won't say it every day, but we're learning for Rav Shlomo for Myron's son Avi, Avram Chaim Ben Yenta Falka B'Soshar Chol Yisrael. All right, so we had yesterday the opinion that the Ovos, the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, were the ones who were masaking the Trilos that we have. That will leave the obvious question, what about Musaf? So there's a very interesting idea that says that it was Yosef that was Misaki Musaf, and Atbash, the Mem and the Yud, Musaf and Yosef are interchangeable, and other Rayas, so that will be an answer to a question that the Gemara will ask but doesn't answer. And then you have the other opinion that Kineged Korbanos Tiknum, that it was Kineged the Korban Tomit Shel Shachris, the Korban Tomit Shel Bein Harbayim, and the Hector of the Yivarim and Pedarim, the sacrificial fats that were allowed to be brought at night. That's Marv. So in any event, those are the two possibilities. And now we had a Braisi yesterday, we said a Tanya Kavase for each of these two Shitas. So we'll begin today with the Tanya Kavase, the Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina, in the middle of Chav Vav Omid Beis. And he says, Avram Tikein Tvila Shachris. Avram was the one that was misaking the davening of Shachris. Shachris was, of course, something that I mentioned yesterday, that all the Avos davened, they all davened Mincha, they all davened Maariv, but the idea over here is that Shachris was especially set up by Avram Avinu. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Vayashkem Avraham baboker." It says Avram got up in the morning. He got up early in the morning to daven, and he went El Makom Asher Amad Sham. He went to the place that he stood there. What does it mean? He stood there. Ein Amida El Tfilah. The Amida is what we call the Shemona Esrei. So that's an allusion over here that Avram was davening Shachris. Shneamar. And we see this word Amida is used in the Lashon of Davening from the Pasuk by Pinchas in Tehillim. Vayamod Pinchas vayipalel. Vayispalel. So therefore, that's the allusion that Avram was misakin Shachris. Yitzhak tikein tefilas mincha. Yitzhak was the one that was noted most especially for mincha. Shneamar. Vayetzi Yitzhak losuach basode lifnos erev. He went out to the field to be losuach basode. What does that mean, to speak in the field? To converse in the field? Ein sicha el tefila. That's again telling us a lashon of tefila. So he was misakin mincha. Shneamar. Tefila la'ani ki atov. L'vei Hashem yishpoch sicho. You pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that was Mincha. And Yaakov, where is the illusion that Yaakov was the one that was Misaki Maariv? Yaakov tikin tefilas arvish. Shneamar vayifgah b'makom vayolin shom. He reached the place and he stayed there. He went back there. The Medrash says he went further. And he says, how could I pass the place by the base of English with my father died, my grandfather died? So he went back there. He went to that place vayolin shom. So the Lashon of vayifgah b'makom is also Lashon of Davni. Ein pegia Elo Tfilo. Where do we see that from? Also, Pasuk, Shinema Vato, Al Tispalo, Biado Omazev, Vial Tiso, Badam Rino, Usfilo, Vial Tifgabi. So we see again this Lashon of Pigia is a Lashon of Davening. So fine, that's the Bryce in support of the Ovos Tiknum. Tiny Kavasi Rishubu Levi. We have a Bryce in support of the other opinion as well, Rishubu Levi's opinion that the tefilos are kineged the korbanos. Where did the rabbis give this time limitation over here to davening shachris until chatzos? Or as we saw, Rav Yehuda says till 4 hours in the day, because he says shari tomin shel shachar korei v'holei chay chatzos. Because the chachamim say that you're allowed to bring the korban tomid in the morning. They would bring it zrizim akdim, and they would bring it early in the morning. But if they didn't, for whatever the reason, they would bring it up to chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He says, Omer ad arba shos. He says, you're only allowed to bring it until 4 hours in the day. Bottom line is, that's the time of the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. That corresponds to our Shachris. The rabbis were Masaki in Shachris, Kineged Korban Tomid Shel Shachris. Shari Tomid Shel Shachar, Korban Olech ad arba shos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only till 4 hours, till the end of the fourth hour. Where do we get the idea that Tfilas Mincha can be davened until evening? Again, we have a machlokis, what evening means, until the sun sets, or it means an hour and 15 minutes, halachic hours, at the end of the Plag HaMincha, the first half of the Plag HaMincha, that's until you can daven. So where do we get that from? Shari Tomi Ben Shobein Ho Abayim Kori V'Holech Ado Erev. Because that's the time period for the Korban Tomid in the afternoon, the Baboker and the Erev. So we have to bring it in the morning and in the afternoon. And the afternoon, it meant until Shkia, let's say, until the end of the first half of the Plaga Mincha. If you don't wear Ad Plaga Mincha, Shari Tamim Shabin Abayim, Kari Volik Ad Plaga Mincha. We'll have this discussion more in the Gemara still as to when is the optimal time or the end time that you can daven Mincha. Fine. Why do we say this unusual expression? It doesn't have a time. Ein lo keva. It doesn't have a set time. So you read the name of Vilna Gaon. The explanation over here is it doesn't have a set time because it's not its own time. You can daven Maariv when you can no longer daven Mincha. And you can daven Maariv up until the time that you can daven Shachris. So it's not its own time, so to say. It's dependent upon other times. So that's why they use this funny lashon of ein lo keva. But it means it doesn't have a set time. Literally, it does have a set time. It has to be done at night. Sharei evarim upidarim shlonis achlu nibo erev kravim v'holchim kol halayla. There is the idea that you should bring the evarim, the limbs from the ola, and the pidarim, the sacrificial fats, the other parts of the korbanos that have to be burnt up on the mizbeach. You're allowed to bring them as soon as the korban is shechted, as soon as the blood is brought on the mizbeach, then you can bring the evarim and pidarim. But if you didn't, you still can bring them all night long. So that's keneged maariv. Then here, we have an easy one. What about Musaf also? If Musaf is connected to Karban Musaf, that's very obvious. How come the Karban Musaf can be brought all day according to the Chacham's opinion? Shari Karban Musaf, Karban Shemusaf, and Karban Kolayom. Because the Karban Musaf had no time limit also. It was brought after the Karban Tamin Shoshachus and before the Karban Tamin Shobain Arbayim. Those are the bookends, and all the other Karbanos are brought in between, the one exception being the Karban Pesach. It's brought after the Karban Tamim Shobein Harbayim. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shalos. He says there is a time limit on the Karban Musaf until the seventh hour of the day. We'll see, it means till the conclusion of the seventh hour of the day. In our idealized day, that would be the seventh hour from 12 to 1. So till 1 p.m. in the idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, that's when you can bring the Karban Musaf. Shari Karban Musaf, Kari Volich Ad Sheva Shalos. So again, the opinion, the Brice and the supports of Shubin Levi's opinion is that all the Karbanos, we were Masakin, the Tvilos, Kinege, those Karbanos. Now, by the way, it tells us, Vezohi Mincha Gedola, what is the time of the day? As I mentioned, in our idealized day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so Mincha technically begins from Chatzos. Oh, discussion, what happens if a guy davens a Chatzos? We have a clock, digital clock today. We know exactly. Chatzos is, 11:56. So a guy davens 11:57 Mincha. So technically, he's davening in the afternoon. But we say, don't do that lechachila. What happens if you did it b'dieved? That's all machlokas, are you yotze or not? But we start Mincha Gedola, the time to start saying Mincha is from 12:30 in the idealized day, from 6.5 hours into the idealized day, because we're not sure that it's definitely in the afternoon, because they were looking at the sun. So how do you tell the sun's directly above you? Maybe it's a little bit to the east, a little bit to the west. So therefore, they said, wait a half an hour. Chacham said, wait a half an hour. When you start seeing the shadows on the other side, you have vaday that it's after Chatzos. So therefore, there's no problem. So therefore, what's this Mincha Gedola? That's 12 and a half hours and 12:30 in our idealized day. 6.5 hours into the day, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. Mishay Shosu Mechza. Ulamala, and there afterwards. So that's called Mincha Gedola. That's the earliest time that you can daven Mincha today. That's halacha lemaisa lechatchilo. You don't daven Mincha before Mincha Gedola. Vezu Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana is another time period. This is 2.5 hours before the Shkia. Again, 9.5 hours into the 12-hour day, or only the daylight hours. So that would be in our idealized day at 3:30 in the afternoon, 9.5 hours into the day. That's called Mincha Ketana. Miteisha shows from 9.5 hours a day into 12 hours into the day. So from 3:30 in the afternoon till 6 p.m. in the idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. So that's the end of the Braisa. The end of the Braisa isn't necessary to support what Rabbi Shuvan Levi said. It's the beginning of the Braisa. The Karbanos Kineged Tvilos Kineged Karbanos Tikkun. Fine. These are the two Braises. Ibailu, the answer to the base medrash, Rav Yehuda, plag hamincha kamo komar, or plag mincha achrona komar. Which plag hamincha was Yehuda referring to? The plag hamincha is half of the mincha kitana, plag, part of the mincha. So therefore, the mincha kitana starts at 3:30. So is it the first hour and 15 minutes from 3:30 to 4:45? Or is it second hour and 15 minutes from 4:45 to 6? That's the question that we're asking right now. He said until Plaga Mincha. Well, Plaga Mincha is half of the Mincha. Do you mean the first half of the Mincha Kitana or the second half of the Mincha Kitana? That's the worst question. Toshma, bring it right. The Tanya. Yehuda says in the Braisa, Plag HaMincha Achrona Omru. It's from the Mincha goes until the second Plag HaMincha. In other words, the Yud Aleph shows 11 hours plus Revia, less a quarter hour. So in other words, from 4:45. That's the end of the 10th hour, almost the 11th hour. The 11th hour starts at 5 o'clock, okay? So therefore, this is the end over here of the 11th hour. The 12th hour starts at 5 o'clock. The 11th hour starts at 4 o'clock, and it goes till 5 o'clock. So go 4:45. That's the end of the first Plag HaMincha. And the second Plag HaMincha, the second half of the Plag HaMincha, that's 4:45 till 6. That's the 12th hour. So he says you can only daven mincha until, review the sheet, is you can't daven mincha until the shkia. You have to stop an hour and 15 minutes before the shkia. That's the end of the Zman of Mincha. Oh. Now the Gemara says, let the second Brice over here, name of Tevi Tiyufta, the Yosef Yuchanina. This Brice clearly states that the Korbanos were Mesukan Kineged over here, the Davni was Mesukan Kineged these Korbanos. So that should be a Kasha on the first opinion that said the Ovos were Tiknum. What do they do with the second one? So the Gemara says, I'm going to look for Yosef Yuchanina. He says, Leolam, Emel Chotvilos, Ovos Tiknum. No, the rabbis, the Ovos, the patriarchs, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, set up the korbanos, set up the davni. The asmuchinu rabban and korbanos, and the rabbis came along. Rashi says they came along and they set it up over here. Asmuchinu akorbanos. In other words, they set it up over here that the way we remember it, so to say, they put it on the korbanos. But it's Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They set it up. They were the ones that set it up because the lo temahachi. So if you want to say that the rabbis didn't have any association with the Korbanos, it's just Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, so then who did Korban Musaf? So I already told you there's a very nice verse that says Yosef was sacking the Korban Musaf idea. In any event, it's a strong question. If you're not having anything to do with the Korbanos, then you really have Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, all those tikkunim, so then who was sacking Musaf? So the answer is, even Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov was connected the Korbanos, but they were the ones that set it up. So therefore, both are right. Yosef B'Chanina doesn't disagree with the second Braisa, but he expands on it to say that the Avos were masaking them, and the Avos were masaking them kineged the Korbanos. El Tfilos Avos Tiknum, Vas Mechinu Rabbanu Na Korbanos, and it was then subsequently also related to the Korbanos. Avram set up the idea of Shachas, Yitzchak set up the idea of Mincha, Yaakov set up the idea of Mariv, and it also is related to the Korbanos. Both of them are correct according to the first opinion. The second opinion says, no, it's really just the Korbanos. Okay. Then we go back and we discuss some of the things that we just said. Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos. Yehuda says this man for Shachris is only until the end of the fourth hour. Now I just told you until the end of the fourth hour. The Gemara is going to ask when he says until the fourth hour, does he mean Ad the Ad Bichlal until the end of the fourth hour, including the fourth hour, or does he mean Ad below Ad Bichlal until the start of the fourth hour? That's going to be the Gemara's question. We already know the answer, so sometimes when you know the answer, the question doesn't sound so good, but it's a very good question. So Gemara asks, he asks in the base matter, Shibaylu, Ad the Ad Bichlal, does it mean until the end of the fourth hour? When you say, he says, Zman Shachris till the fourth hour, does he mean until the end of the fourth hour, meaning including the fourth hour in the Zman for Shachris? Oh, Duma, Ad below Ad Bichlal. This is a very famous style of question that we have throughout the Gemara's, that we say up to and including, or up to but not including. So that's the question over here. When he says till the fourth hour, does it mean till the start of the fourth hour? In other words, you can only daven it the first 3 hours of the day. That's Kriyashma, actually. So Shmon Esrei is the same. Or did he say no? Kriyashma is 3 hours. But Shmon Esrei, you can daven till the end of the fourth hour. So Ad Ad Bichlal. That's the question. Toshma. So we bring a rally from the following Brice. So Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Yehuda says until Plag HaMincha. Now, if you say that it means up until but not including, then it's, we understand he's different than the Chachamim. He amers b'shloma ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So then we understand. Hainu d'ika bein review the Rabbanon. He says until 4:45, but not including 4:45 to 6. And the Chachamim say 6. Oh, we understand. There's two different sheetahs over there. El he amers ad v'ad b'chlal. But if you tell him he means until mincha ketana, including mincha ketana, so it's until 6 p.m. because it includes the second mincha ketana. I threw that in. The second mincha ketana. What more we want to say? Well, maybe it means the first mincha ketana. So if you say it means until the end of the second mincha ketana, because it's ad v'ad bichlal, so then review the hainu d'rabbanan. Then they both say until 6 p.m. So what's going on? So obviously it must mean that he says only till 4:45, so it's ad below ad bichlal. Where it says, okay, so Elamai, we're on the Omud Aleph now, so Elamai, so what's the halach over here? Ad v'lo ad b'chlal? So then keep on reading, Eim HaSefer, Shal Musafim, Musaf, he says, it must be, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the same Braisa, the same Mishnah, it must be consistent. He always must be saying, ad So then by Musa, when he says until the seventh hour, so what does he mean? If you're telling me he means ad v'lo ad b'chlal, it means only until the start of the seventh hour. The start of the seventh hour is noon. Okay? So let's see what the ramifications of saying that he means only until noon and not until 1 p.m. So then, Ema Sefer Shem Musafim Kol Yom. Or you don't mean ad sheva shos. The Tanakhama says all day. Till the Shkia, and review this says only until the seventh hour, but if you're saying not including the seventh hour, it means only until noon. So there's got a big problem. The Tanya, because we're going to have another Bryson tomorrow, Shia, that says over there, what happens, and this happens to us on Yom Kippur, in some shuls this happens every year on Yom Kippur, hopefully it doesn't happen any other time. You haven't yet davened Musaf, and now it's Zman Mincha. Right? So you could have a choice. Which one do you daven? So we all know, oh, you daven Musaf, then you daven Mincha. Well, that's not correct. The halacha says you daven Mincha and then Musaf. We'll see why we don't do that. We'll wait probably until tomorrow's year to get to that. So it says, you have two tefillahs to daven in front of you. It's Zman Mincha and it's still, notice that key word, still Zman Musaf. So Mispal Shul Mincha, the halacha is you daven Mincha first and then Musaf. Why? Shazu Tadir, Vizuena Tadir. We have a famous principle, Tadir Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodu. When you're able to do both of them, and it's only a question which one you do first, so then the halacha says, do the more frequent one first. So when we have a choice between two things, which one do I do first? You do the more frequent first. Minchas every day, Musaf once a week, every now and then. So therefore, Mincha, Tadir, Musaf, She'enu Tadir, Tadir, Musaf, Kodim. So therefore, that's the halacha. We don't do it that way because it would make the Amaratzim crazy. They wouldn't understand, and they would always daven mincha before duasav, and then they would be daven mincha at 10 o'clock in the morning. So the rabbi said, just do it. But halacha, we always try to make sure that musaf is started before Zman mincha. That's why you have on Yom Kippur, it's the only time it's really a problem. You're getting very, very close. So ideally, you should try to start musaf a little bit before 12:30 in the idealized day, before mincha gedola. And this way, you don't have a shaila. But now, let's look at the question over here. Rav Yehuda says, Mispalo, Shal Musaf, V'achakach Shal Mincha. Rav Yehuda disagrees with this principle, Tadr Sheino Tadr. He says, Davin Musaf first. Why? Shizu Overis, Shizu Ein Overis. He says, one's a passing mitzvah. I only got to 1 o'clock. Mincha, I can down to Shkia. So, if I have a choice, this one I may miss, because it's going to run out of time. Davin, the one that's going to run out of time. So, in other words, both of them were available to me to Davin. But Davin, the one that's going to pass Musaf, and not the one that I still got time to say. Now, if you say ad v'lo ad b'chlal, you got a problem. We'll see in a moment why. So, e armis b'shlomo ad ve'ad b'chlal. If you say that it means till the end of the seventh hour, up to and including, so then 1 o'clock, 12:30. Oh, both of them could be at the same time. As soon as it's 12:30, it's now Zman Mincha, and it's still Zman Musaf. So, haynu d'mishkach, so shtei tefilos v'ad v'yadavi. That's how you can have both of them in front of you, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you say ad below ad bichlal, like the beginning says, like shachris, elu iyam is ad below ad bichlal, say hey chemishkach shlo shtei tefilos ba'di adabi. Musaf ends at 12, mincha starts at 12:30. How can they ever overlap? That's if you say ad below ad bichlal. So kivan the asu lo shel mincha as lo shel musaf, because as soon as it's 12:30, it's also not 12 o'clock anymore. So therefore, you can't have ever the two together. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda must be saying, Musaf, it's ad ve'ad bichlal. It's till the end of the seventh hour. So Gemara says, okay, so great. So you're going to say that. Elamai ad ve'ad bichlal. So kashi reisha. So how do you figure out the reisha? By mincha, we said it's up to and including. Okay? Up to and not including, right? Because it's saying until 4:45. Not including 4:45 to 6. But by Musaf, it's up to and including, until 1, including the 7th hour, 12 to 1. So the stira, in the same Mishnah, he can't be saying one time, ad, v'lo ad b'chlal, mincha, and Musaf, ad, v'ad b'chlal. Can't say that. Doesn't make any sense. So where it says, ma'ika ben reviewed the Rabbanan, then you would have no difference between them. If you said it meant ad, v'ad b'chlal, then it would be both till 6 p.m. So where it says, no, you misunderstood it. Mi savis the high plag mincha plag achrona kamar plag rishona kamar. It meant up to and including the first part of the plag mincha from 3:30 to 4:45, up to and including that plag mincha. Oh, now everything is resolved. His sheet is ad viad bichlal. By Musaf, it clearly means to 1 p.m. It includes the seventh hour from 12 to 1. And by mincha, it includes the first plaga mincha. Ad plaga mincha means until mincha kitana, which is at 3:30, and including ad v'ad b'chlal, the first mincha kitana half, which is plaga mincha, 3:30 to 4:45. Oh, life is good. Baruch Kamar. Emas dafik plag rishonov ayo plag achrona. When can you daven mincha till the split in mincha kitana? You include in davening mincha the first hour and a quarter, 3:30 to 4:45, and you exclude ad v'ad b'chlal means the first plaga mincha, and not the second plaga mincha till 4:45. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha after 4:45. You can't daven mincha. 10:45, 11th hour minus 15 minutes, 10:45. I'm sorry, 4:45. That's the zman for Tvilas Mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Everything is consistent. We learned the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, Heyid Chamisha Dvarim. This is brought down from Masechtas Idios. This will be important in the end of today's year, which we probably won't get to tomorrow's year. The famous Bo Bayom, the famous story about when they demoted Rabbi Gamliel for a period of time for being the Nasi. So that day, everybody gathered in the Beis Medrash and they learned Masechtas Idios. Idios either means lots of Eidus. You have lots of Heimeidu, Heimeidu. So it comes from a lotion of testimonies, or it comes from the lotion of Idios, which is the Bechir, right? When you pay certain penalties, you have to pay with the best, the Bechir, and that's called the Idios. Right? You have Beninus, and you have Tziburis, so you have Idios is the best. So this is the best because everybody got together. It was a tremendous amount of learning. In any event, he said five things over there. He testified, Heyid, that's why one of the reasons it's called Idios. So he testified about the following five dinim, including the one that we just said. Shememani Nesaktana, that sometimes we teach a young girl who has only a Durabana marriage to go and do Miyun. Rashi explains over here, let's say, for example, she married, the two brothers married two sisters. One is Daraisa. Reuven married Rachel Daraisa, and Shimon married Leah Dirabanan. And now Nebuch Reuven dies. So Shimon would have to do Yibam, but he can't because it's his Dirabanan's wife's sister. So we tell him, do Miyun, teach the wife to do Miyun, leave the marriage, it's only Dirabanan, so you don't need a divorce. Now it's no longer called your wife, and therefore you can do the mitzvah Yibam, which is Daraisa. So again, without getting into all the technical details over here, so he taught them this is a good thing to do. It's not an aveira. Even though Rashi says, in retrospect, all of her relations are now considered out of marriage. She said, that's not a problem because she didn't do anything wrong. That was exactly what she's supposed to do. It's not called a pesha, and therefore this will fulfill the mitzvah daraisa, so it's a kedai thing to do. So he says, we teach miman and it's a ketana. We teach the ketana, in this situation, it's better to do miyut. This is the famous takana. The rabbi said that we normally don't accept one aid, except when it would make a woman an aguna if we didn't. So we do everything possible to go and stop a woman from being aguna. I heard a story recently about Rav Avadja Yosef Zatzal. He was the great Chacham Avadja. So he was supposed to go for an operation, a life-threatening operation. And he told the doctors to wait, I have to finish what I'm doing. And what was he doing? He was writing a tshuva to be mater and aguna. He says, this is more important than life and death. So the rabbis have always felt a tremendous sensitivity to try to matir an aguna. Said Rav Moshe, he matir many, many agunas. Not one aguna that Rav Moshe matir did ever turn out that it was incorrect. They found the husband later on. In Nebuch, there were many, many stories of the Holocaust where the women were agunas. So he was able to halachically, he can't do it without halacha. But they looked and looked and looked and found halachic insight. So the rabbis already set up years ago that we accept Eidecha because we assume Daideke Minsvi, the woman will not get married herself unless she checks it out because she the ramifications. Nebuch, if her first husband is still alive and she's married to somebody else, there's horrible ramifications emotionally, halachically. So therefore, we allow Eid Echad only over here. We wouldn't allow Eid Echad in other situations. Number three, Al Tainago Shiniskal Yushalayim, Al Sharis and Nefesh. Shor HaNiskal in the Torah, right? Skila, the animal killed, so it gives skila to the animal. So we do that to a chicken also. Maisa Shoya, a chicken pecked out Nebuch a baby's head, and that's a Shor HaNiskal. Shor in the Torah, when it says Shor, that's an example of Behem Chayiv O. It's not the only thing. So any animals, so they paskin this, that even a chicken that would go in Rechman al-San and kill, so then the dinim of Shor HaNiskal applied to the chicken as well. It's not just the ox. That's number three. Number four, Vayayim ben arbaim yom shenisnasech al gabi mizbeach. You need to have wine on the mizbeach. You can't put grape juice on the mizbeach. So it has to be fermented. What's the definition, minimal amount of fermenting to put on the mizbeach? 40 days of fermenting. So that's the din, another din that they taught. And finally, the fifth din, which is why this is brought in over here, about tamen shel shachar, shekar b'arbishos, and that the carbon tamen can be brought up to and including the fourth hour of the day. Shema mino, ad v'yad b'chlal, shema mino. Here we have a braisa in support of what we just said. Very good. On Rav Kahana said, how do we pass over here? Halachic Rav Yehuda. We pass over here like Rav Yehuda, that the ideal time for davening shachris should never be more than 4 hours. The places that daven shachris after zman tefillah, after 4 hours, very difficult. Very, very difficult. That we pass in halacha, you shouldn't daven later than 4 hours into the day, up to and including the end of the fourth hour. It started a normal time, you know, in New York. If you ever starting shachris at 9 o'clock, that's pretty late shachris, you're going to make zman tefillah. Even 9:30, you'll sometimes make, you know, much of the year, you'll make zman tefillah. When you start having minyanim that start psukah dezimra, korbanos at 10, 10:30, you're running into trouble. I'm not mentioning any places. You're running into trouble with shulchan aruch. Again, how people do it, not for me to discuss. If you want to follow Shulchan Aruch, if you want to follow the right din, you should always try to daven the conclusion, the start of the Shemoneh Esrei, at least before the end of the fourth hour. That's the halacha. Halacha Kerev Yehuda. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass it for the Gemara. Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Hol utznan bebechir to kavasi. That's because in Maseches Idios, they passed it that way. And that's where the choice, Masechta, that's where the testimonies of all the Chachamim. So therefore, when we have something in Idios, we usually pass it like it. Then we said in the Mishnah, Al Tomei Shel Shachar, Shekar B'Arba Shos. This statement over here, you should daven by the end of the fourth hour. Man Tana L'ha Ditnan. The Rashash says it should usually be Tana Rabbanon. In any event, who is the author of the following brayse? It says, L'cham HaShemesh V'Nomos, B'Arba Shos Ata Omer. So this means over here, period. So this means that the mun, it was melted by 4 hours at the conclusion of the fourth hour of the day. Now, at Omer B'Arba Shos, by the conclusion of the fourth hour of the day, maybe it didn't melt until the end of the sixth hour of the day. Kishu Omer, so we say that that's not correct, because the pasuk says, by the middle of the day, that means Harei Shei Shos. And here it says, V'cham HaShemesh V'Nomos, it says, V'cham HaShemesh. It doesn't say a Lashon that means middle of the day. It uses a different terminology, V'cham HaShemesh. That implies, as we'll see, it's only hot in the sun, but it's still cold in the shade. As opposed to the middle of the day, it's hot all over. So we darshan out over here, there's a difference between the terminology that he used, and this teaches us till the end of the fourth hour. So, Harei Shei Shos somewhere. Homani Mekayim V'cham HaShemesh V'Nomos, it teaches us that by Arba Shos, at the conclusion of the fourth hour. Now, money, right now, I give you the answer, said to the conclusion of the fourth hour. It sounds like until the fourth hour means Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal, so it sounds like Baboker, in the morning, that the mon was only out there till the end of the third hour, the start of the fourth hour. That's what we're suggesting right now. I already gave you the answer. It means till the end of the fourth hour. So, money, who is this opinion over here that Boker, because it didn't melt while it was still Boker. So whose opinion is it that Boker ends after 3 hours? Money, Lo Rav Yehuda, he says 4 hours. Lo Rabbanan, they say 6 hours. So whose opinion is this 3 hours is called Boker? That's the bottom line from the Mon. It's called Boker for 3 hours. It says Baboker, Baboker. So it means 3 hours. But whose opinion is that? E Rav Yehuda, at Arba Shos. It should have stayed until 4 hours. Nami Tzapra, that's still called morning. Who? E Rabbanan, Achatzos, Nami Tzapra. The Chacham say it's still Chatzos. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, no, we can explain it both ways. This could actually be both opinions over here could be satisfied with this drasha that we're about to say. So you want to say it means the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim normally say till Yidav and Shachas till 6 hours in the day, till the end of the sixth hour, till Chatzos. This could still fit in with the Rabbanim's opinion. Why? Ibai say Rabbanim, on Akra Baboker Baboker. It uses a double Lashon Baboker Baboker, which teaches us Chalkeu L'Shnei Bekarim. There's two mornings. There's early morning and late morning. The early morning, that's when the mon hasn't melted. The late morning, from the fourth till the sixth hour, inclusive, the beginning of the fourth till the end of the sixth hour, that's the second Boker. So the Chacham say, very good, the mon didn't melt in the first Boker. It started to melt in the start of the second Boker. That's why it says Baboker, Baboker. So the Rabbanim work out very well. No, Vibai say Rav Yehuda, can even work out according to Rav Yehuda. Why? Hi, Boker Yisera. It says Baboker, Baboker. What does he do with it? Baboker would mean until the end of the third hour. Baboker, the ex Baboker, gives you one more hour to teach us that the mun didn't melt in the first 4 hours of the day. And in that situation, it's until the end of the fourth hour. So both opinions over here say that the that he normally would say that Boker, I'm sorry, I said that wrong, that he normally would say that Boker means until the end of the fourth hour. And because it says Baboker, you deduct 1 hour and make it 1 hour earlier. So it really means over here for the mon, till the end of the third hour, even though Boker normally lasts till the end of the fourth hour. That's why Kedavah Shachar is till the end of Boker. Now, bottom line is, the Kuli Amma Mia, the Chama Shemesh V'Namas, the Arba Shos. Everybody agrees that the mon over here was still around until the start of the fourth hour, but didn't last longer than that. My mashma, where do we learn that from? So Amar Vach Bar Yaakov, the drush is Amakra, the Chama Shemesh V'Namas. I already told this to you before. It says it's only the sun area that's hot. That implies only in the sun is it hot at that time. But in the shade, it's still hot. In the shade, it's still cold. It's not yet hot in the shade. That means at the start of the fourth hour. So that's the drush over here. It fits in according to Yehuda. Baboker, he deducts 1 hour from Boker, makes it till the end of the third hour, not the end of the fourth hour. And the Chacham, they have Baboker. There's the first Boker and the second Boker. So everybody fits in with this drush. Then we said, Tfilas HaMincha Erev, we had the Machlokis, Yidav Mincha, till 6 p.m. in the idealized day, until 4:45 p.m. Amalei Rav Chisla, Rav Yitzchak, Hasam Amar Rav Kahana, Aloch Rav Yehuda. We just said above, the Aloch is like Rav Yehuda for Shachris, until the end of the fourth hour, not till the end of the sixth hour. That's because we learned it in the Masechet Siddiyos, so that's the best place to bring a raya to somebody. Over here by Mincha, how do we pass it? Do we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda? You can daven Mincha only till 4:45 in the idealized day? Or do we pass it like the Chacham? You daven till 6 o'clock. So Ishtik, lo malei, lo mid. He didn't respond. He didn't have the answer for him. Amr b'chisto, let's see if we can figure it out ourselves. Midirab, matzli, shol Shabbos, b'yavishas. We're going to learn in the Gemara upcoming that Rab would daven, like we do in the summer especially. He would daven mincha before the plaga mincha, as we'll see, and he would daven ma'ariv after the plaga mincha. Okay? I just throw that in now. We're not saying that here for right now. Rav daven ma'ariv before the shkia. He daven ma'ariv before the shkia. He daven matzli shel Shabbos, he did Kabbalah Shabbos, Berim Shabbos, Friday afternoon. Mibod yom, while it's still halachically day. So therefore, Shmami, no, halachic Rav Yehuda. How can you daven ma'ariv at 5 o'clock? Because it's after plaga mincha. Mincha only goes until 4:45. Now it's ma'ariv time. From the fact that Rav did this, we must hold like Rav Yehuda. Mor says, Ad Rabba. Mid Rav Huna, Rabbanan, lo avi matzli ad urta. They didn't do this. They didn't daven at Rav's minyan. Now, Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav. That's what makes it so unusual. You're allowed to argue with your Rebbe. If you reach a certain level, you can argue with your Rebbe. So Rav Huna disagreed. He said, no, we pass it like the Chachamim. You're not allowed to daven ma'ariv before 6 p.m. And therefore, Shmami no ain't halachi Rav Yehuda. So we have two differing opinions over here. Rav says, we follow Rav Yehuda. And Rav Huna, the Rabbanim, say, we follow the Chachamim. So which one is it? So hashto de lo'it mahilchus alokimar. We don't have any clear-cut resolution how we pass in. We have a famous halacha here, and we rely upon this. The Ovad Kemar Ovad, or the Ovad Kemar Ovad. We don't come to a conclusion. The rabbi tells you should be consistent, with some exceptions. You should be consistent. Daven every day like Rav Yehuda, and Gizun Day. Daven Ma'ariv every day at 4:50. Daven Mincha 4:30. Daven Ma'ariv 4:50 every day. You're fine. For the idealized day, that's perfectly fine. Lehalacha. He says you can even be Yotzei, according to some, Shema at that point in time. He says you can even be Yotzei Shema at that time. Not everybody agrees with that. But certainly you can daven ma'ariv. Others say no. He holds like the opinion that we have that you daven shema and then shmon esrei like we do because you saw mekul tefillah. He doesn't hold you saw mekul tefillah at night. So he says you just daven shmon esrei, then you daven ma'ariv later on when it's after tzeis hakochavim. You daven shema after tzeis hakochavim. In any event, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We hold like that in the summertime when people daven early. Some people do it in the wintertime too. You daven plaga mincha, pre-plaga mincha mincha. Post plaga mincha, you daven ma'ariv. You shouldn't daven them both in the same time. Don't daven mincha and ma'ariv in plaga mincha time. That's not right. Even b'shas etchak, for a minyan, you're allowed to do that. But otherwise, you never try to daven them. It's a tarti disasve. It's mutually contradictory. If it's zman mincha, it's not zman ma'ariv. If you hold like Rav Yehuda, so then it's not zman mincha. If you hold like the Rabbanim, it's not zman ma'ariv. So you can't daven both. You can't hold like both of them. So therefore, we only allow that under the most extenuating circumstances when the only minion in town is davening dead. It's too difficult to get people together for whatever the reason, so then you can do that. But we never allow that otherwise. But somebody wants to consistently daven all summer long. He davens, let's say, Plaga Mincha is at 7 o'clock in the summer. So every day he davens 6:45 Mincha and 7:05 they daven Maariv. Gives him a day. You do that.
But you can't do it 1 week, 1 week.
No, you should ideally try to be consistent. But you're, again, with some exceptions. It doesn't mean you can never. You should try to be consistent. You shouldn't flip every other day. And David Kamar, David Kamar. Let's put that in Shulchan Aruch. This is a very unusual situation where we don't paskin it. We say you can do whatever you want, just be consistent. Rav Iklu Leve Gvina. Rav went to the house, to the place of Gvina. Gvina was one of the Amoraim. He's a controversial Amora. He was a big Talmud Chacham, but he had other things that the Chacham felt were not so ay. And the whole discussion is elsewhere, should you stand up for Gvina or not? He has a big Talmud Chacham, he stand up for him, but they didn't like the other things about him, so they said maybe he shouldn't stand up for him. In any event, Gvina is an interesting person. So Rav Iklu Leve Gvina. Rav once went to Gvina's house, but Tzoli Shul Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, and he davened like his Shita was. He could daven Maariv early. He davened Mincha before the Plaga Mincha. He davened Maariv at the Plaga Mincha. Vavi Matzli. And he davened. Okay? But Tzoli Shul Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Period. Vavi Matzli. Rav Yirmi about Abba, Liachore, the Rav. And his, as we'll see, his student, but he was a very high-level student, Rav Yirmi about Abba, davened right behind him. Some had the gears over here that he davened right behind him, Shulchol. But we'll leave that aside. So let's assume he davened the same thing as Rav for now to make life easier. But others say, no, he was davening Mincha when Rav was davening Maariv. In any event, the Siyam Rav, Rav finished the Shmoneh Esrei, but Rav Yirmi bar Abba did not. Below Poskil Itzluse, and he didn't take the 3 steps back because he would have walked in front of Rav Yirmiyah, who was right behind him. Below Poskil Itzluse, the Rav Yirmiyah. And Rav Yirmi hadn't finished one answer yet, so Rav didn't take the 3 steps back. So we learn from here this mice of 3 things. Shmami no tvos. 3 things we can learn out from here. Shmami no, number one, mispal adam shul Shabbos be'er Shabbos. Oh, Rav paskin like this, halach lemaisa. Whenever you give a real case, it's always stronger than saying in theory in the base medrash. So Rav paskin like Rav Yehuda. You can daven mincha before the plaga mincha, you daven maariv after the plaga mincha. L'chatchila, no problem. Number one. Shmami number two, mispal tamid achori rabbo. It's not considered arrogant for the Talmud to daven right behind the Rebbe. We'll see in a moment, but it is considered arrogance. How could he do this? The Shmamina number 3, also Lavor, Kineged HaMispalim. You're not allowed to pass in front of somebody saying Shmoneh Esrei. This is a very big problem because everybody breaches this halacha without realizing it. The guy that comes a minute late to Mincha, he stands right by the door and says Shmoneh Esrei, so nobody else in the world can come into the shul. It's a very big problem. You should always try to daven in front of something. That's one of the reasons people daven in front of the wall, so nobody's going to walk in between them and the wall. You daven in front of a table, you daven in front of a chair, so people don't walk in front of you. Nobody's supposed to walk in front of your Dalet Amos when you're saying Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to have a little seichel. Don't daven where people are going to be forced to walk in front of you. The people, they daven right by the door in the Liyam Eim Beis Medrash, and then nobody else can literally come in. It's a big problem. Okay, now people know the din. Hopefully people will follow the din. Messiah Lil Rav Shuvin Levi. Now this over here is a proof. This last thing that you don't daven in front of somebody's daven Shmoneh Esrei is proof to what Rav Shuvin Levi said. The other Rav Shuvin Levi also Lavo Kineged HaMispalim. You're not allowed to daven in front of somebody. You're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's daven Shmoneh Esrei. At least the Dalet Amos in front of them. Fine. So we said 3 things. 3 plus Shmamina. One says Eni. Is this so? We do see that some of the rabbanim walked in front of other people. Or Rabbi Abi, Rav Asi, Chalfe. They would pass in front of other people. Shmuel says, Rav Ami Rav Asi, chutz liyar ba'amos u'dechofi. No, you just can't walk within the Dalet Amos. If I'm saying Shmuel Asi over here, and you're at that table over there, so you can walk over there. That wouldn't be a problem. It's Dalet Amos. The Shechina's presence, so to say, is within your Dalet Amos, so it's not possible to separate me from the Shechina. So therefore, we don't walk in front of somebody saying Shmuel Asi. It's only against Shmuel Asi. Somebody's not having Pesuk Kazim, you can walk by them with no problem. Even Shema, you can walk by them with no problem. It's just Shmuel Asi. No, so now we ask the questions that I said, the 3 Shmaminos. Rav Yirmiyah, Hechi Yovid Hochi, how could Rav Yirmiyah daven right behind Rav? You know, that's not supposed to daven behind your Rebbe. V'am Rav Yehud, Amar Rav, V'olam Ayyispalel Adam, we turn to the number days, Loki Neged Rabbo, V'lo Echori Rabbo. It's considered arrogant. Rashi tells us about say over here, it's considered arrogant over here. It's as if you're saying, I'm the equal of my Rebbe, I can daven right next to him. Right? It's just pastish, it's just not right. So how could Rav Yirmiyah do this? So Gemara says that furthermore, Betanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaMispal HaChori Rabbo, if somebody, here we have a brisa in support of what we just said, a reviewed Amar Rav and Amora, so we bring now Tanoic support to this. So we have also that Rav Eliezer said that if somebody davens behind the Rebbe, they're doing the wrong thing. So again, Kasha, but we bring the rest of what Rav Eliezer said. He also said, Hanosi Shalom Rabbo. Here are a lot of things that go against what the minhag is to do. So he says, you're not supposed to give Shalom to your Rebbe. You should let the Rebbe say Shalom to you, and then you respond. So it's a little bit posnish, a little bit arrogant. Hey, Rebbe, how you doing? That's he's not your best friend. Your Rebbe's have awe and fear. They used to hide in front of the Rebbe. They used to literally hide themselves. So they're so terrified of the Rebbe. So therefore, the Rebbe says Shalom to you, you respond back. And v'amatzah shalom l'rabbo, if you don't respond back, if your Rebbe says Shalom Alech to you, and you say, hey, Alechem Shalom, and you don't say, Alechem Shalom Rebbe, or Alechem Shalom Rebbe Umori, so then that's a problem also. We're equals. You're not equals to your Rebbe. So again, many different interpretations over here. Some suggest it means that you inappropriately argue with your Rebbe. You don't have the right to go and argue with your Rebbe. Others say that the Diri Chamudos brings down that you set up a yeshiva without your Rebbe's permission. Over here, a Talmud is allowed to be cholik on the Rebbe. That's not, it means you can't argue with your Rebbe. But it means you can't do certain things without your Rebbe's permission. If you say, a person is assumed to always say something that he's heard from his Rebbe, right? The Talmud, Mistam, is saying things over the name of his Rebbe. So if you say something over that you didn't hear from your Rebbe, you should specifically state, this thing is on my own. This thing I heard from so-and-so. Because otherwise people are going to assume you said the name of your Rebbe, and you, maybe that's not what your Rebbe's opinion was. So therefore, a Talmud is always presumed to say something in the name of his Rebbe, and therefore, if he's not saying something in the name of his Rebbe, he should specifically mention it. And all of these things, if you don't do them, Gorim L'shchidish, to stop me so. So it's not a good thing. All of these things cause trouble. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Harburg, back to our question, stand right behind Rav and Davin right behind him or right next to him? So we're saying, Shine Rabbi Yehuda Harburg. It was different. He wasn't just a Talmud. The Talmud Chavir Hava. He was a Talmud Chavir. That's a higher level than a Talmud. He originally was a Talmud, but no, at some point, the Talmud's sitting in the Rebbe's shiv for 20 years, so at some point he becomes an equal to a certain extent to the Rebbe. Lav dafka, he's greater than the Rebbe, and lav dafka, he's a total equal to the Rebbe, but now they're no longer, you know, Talmud-Rebbe relationship, it's a Talmud-Chavir relationship, and a Talmud-Chavir is allowed to daven next to the Rebbe. That's not a problem. And I'll prove to you that he was a Talmud-Chavir, because he once asked Rav in this situation over here, L'Rav, me bodless, did you stop doing Malacha? When you daven Shema Esrei early Friday afternoon, did you also accept Shabbos and not do Malacha, or you just davened? So Amalei, in, Bedilma, I stopped doing Malacha. Now notice, he said, V'lo Amar, me bodul mar. He didn't say third person. Did the Rebbe stop doing Malacha? He said, did you stop doing Malacha? So a Talmud Chavir could talk that way to a Rebbe. A Talmud wouldn't talk that way to a Rebbe. Oh, Horaya, you see that he was a Talmud Chavir and not a pure Talmud. So where it says, Umi Badil, did he really stop doing Malacha? We just said that Rebbe that he stopped doing Malacha. From a Rebbe Ovin, Pam Achas, his follow Rebbe, Shul Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. That one time, Rebbe davened the Shabbos Menesrei early Friday afternoon, and he then went v'nichnas l'merchutz. He went into the bathhouse v'yotza, and then he came out of the bathhouse and shonel apirkin, and he taught us v'adayi l'choshchan. It still wasn't yet nightfall. It wasn't yet the time that Shabbos came. So he did melacha. He went into the bathhouse. So Gemara says no. Amarava no. How did nichnas lazia? He only went into the bathhouse not to bathe, just to get a schwitz. It was nice and hot in there. And this was code in the Gezerah that you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse because you may come to take a bath, which was a problem. So therefore, they didn't even let you go into the bathhouse. But this was before that Gezerah. Therefore, he didn't do any malacha. In fact, he had accepted upon himself Shabbos not to do any malacha. Fine. So code in Gezerah Haba. Of course, Eni, is this so? For Abayi Shor Leil Rav Dimi Bar Levi L'chaburei Saleh. He let him do something with baskets. Rashi says he let him go and be ma'ashed them. He smoked the baskets with some sort of sulfur after he davened the Mariv on Friday afternoon. Now that's a definite malacha. Others give different definitions over here. He did something else to the baskets. He maybe did clothing in the baskets. He washed the baskets. Whatever it was, he did some sort of malacha. So Gemara says, how to usa haboy? That was a mistake. It was a rainy day. They thought the sun had set. And then after they davened Maariv, the sun came out. It was still middle of the day. So therefore, they hadn't accepted upon themselves Shabbos, it turned out. V'tu'us from the Adra. The Gemara says, do we go back from a mistake? For Amar Avidan. Avidan said, one time we made a mistake. Pamachas niskashu shemayim bavim. It was very cloudy. And we thought it was just dark. Kisuma om lomar chashchohu. That already was nightfall. V'nitzus v'meis ha'knesses v'spahu shemotzi Shabbos v'shabbos. And they davened the Matzei Shabbos Shmon Esrei. while it was still Shabbos, because they thought it was already Matzi Shabbos, but it wasn't. And it's Pazrov, and then the clouds cleared. The Zohar Chachamra, it was still the middle of the day. And they asked, Bob Sholos Rebbe, what should we do? Vomar, hol v'spalu, v'spalu. So, you know, you davened already. So, Nishka Fe'aluch, okay, you don't have to daven again. So clearly you see over here that we don't say a toast is gone, right? They made a toast, but he said it's okay. So Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between a Yochid making a toast and a Tzibur making the toast. The previous case was, it was a Yochid made a toast. So that's why they're still allowed to do Malacha. However, Shiny Tzibur, the Lomatu Chinulu, the Tzibur makes a mistake, so we don't make the whole Tzibur come back. We said their davening is good. Lamaisa, you're technically allowed to daven Mariv, even on Shabbos, after the Plaga Mincha. You just can't do Malacha. And therefore, since you can't do Malacha, and we're going to discuss, what about making Abdullah? You technically can even make Abdullah. You don't use Besamim, you don't use Eish, but you can make Bar Pi Agafen, Hamavdim Kodesh L'chol. You technically can do that. Technically, I stress that. You technically can do that even on Shabbos afternoon. The minig is absolutely not to do that except under the most of extenuating circumstances, and you certainly can't do Malacha even under those extenuating circumstances. So therefore, we don't do it practically. It tells us others bring down. Don't do this because, again, the Amaratzim are going to say, oh, if we daven Mariv, and we made Abdullah, you can do Malacha. And that's a Nisa Daraisa, Skila, so therefore we don't do that at all. So the bottom line is, we don't ever do that, but L'Halacha, you technically could daven Mariv, and even say Abdullah, after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And you say Atachon and Tanu on the Shemoneh Esrei. And you do Abdullah on the coast, even before Eish Shabbos. We don't do that, Mendy. Don't ever do that. It only says you can do that in the most extenuating certain. They give an example. You're the mile, and you have to get to another town, and the bris is tomorrow morning. And if you don't get started on the road, you're never going to get there in time, but you're not going to have wine and be able to do Havdalah on the road, so you can do Havdalah Davar Marav in your house after the Plaga Mincha. That never comes up nowadays, so this is only in theory and not in practice. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day, everybody.